Hello.
Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome back.
AK209. Good to Aiden see Maloney,
you.
Kevin Boland.
Thanks for it being is, here.
It's been a while.
Appreciate I'm just it. Kidding. It's been 7 days, per usual.
Well, for us, it's only been...
Kev, you don't have to disclose
three.
That.
Hold on.
Four?
Four,
five,
one, two, three,
one, two,
four,
three,
four days.
Four days, yeah. But that's okay. Our, not that it matters, but our recording schedule does vary on which weekday we record to upload by Friday. But
because
that doesn't matter.
Because we don't get paid to do this. We actually have
that's
to
true.
Make money doing other things, like a job.
Right.
So some
which
weeks,
sucks.
There
some
are
days,
different days
some
that
days.
We have to record this because of my work schedule. His
true.
Work schedule is always
true.
The same. Mine
give
isn't
or take,
because
right,
I'm
right.
the difficult one in this relationship.
I think they
you
knew,
always got to have one.
They knew that. Well, you don't, though.
Well, typically, though, like it's like commonplace nowadays. You know,
is
that
it?
that one party is like
God bless your soul.
Wow, sorry about that. One party is unresponsive, doesn't want to communicate, shits or burps themselves live. For
is
the
this,
world or listeners to
is this
hear.
Is this based on previous experience? Because I don't
no.
know if this is worldwide.
No, I'm just saying,
this
worldwide?
Is, this is not Mr. 305 right now.
It might be. it's just a PSA that whilst I may not give him what he needs,
right,
we're still together and we're bringing you
fresh content every
content.
Every day.
Every week.
Every day. Maybe twice a week. At least on the YouTube channel. Anyway,
yeah.
PSA stands for Piz, Shid, and Ass. And that means it's time for Vibe of the Week. Something fun, funny, wholesome, real that's happened in the last 7 days. Of course, we have WTF and burning questions coming later. And speaking of coming later, Kev, what's your vibe?
It's been a pretty eventful couple days in terms of our timeline here. Well, only eventful in the fact that the hockey that I played last week...
Did you get a dub?
Was one of the worst 3 days of hockey of my life.
Hmm. Quite.
Because Thursday we had a makeup game from Crown Point because of the weather. And we went up against the best team that was in the league. We knew it was going to be a rough game, but not... Like, I'm going to tell you the score.
Okay.
And you're not going to believe that I was actually playing the sport of hockey. We lost 18-3.
Uh-huh.
I let in 18 goals.
How much of that was you and how much was your defense?
Well, it,
that's,
you know,
that's always my question.
Halfway through, I did stop trying because I was just sick
you
of it.
Just
like,
right, yeah.
Because apparently, I don't know how true this is, but one of the kids on their other team, I know his dad or his nephew, he's related to someone that I used to play roller hockey with, and they were both really good on roller
pretty
hockey.
Goated, sure.
And I heard through the grapevine that apparently this kid went over to Finland to play hockey.
Okay, that's notable.
Yeah.
Sure, that's
notable. Yeah. Okay, you went to Finland to play professional hockey, and then you come back to Indiana and you play men's league Crown Point hockey?
A good point.
What the
yeah.
fuck are you doing out here?
Yeah.
Go home.
This is a different league, bro. This is beer league.
you know, they're up by like 12, and this kid's doing the one-handed
oh
moves
God.
On me and between the legs and scoring and shit. I'm just like, and you know what?
I'd have fought him.
I thought about it long and hard afterwards.
Fighting him?
No. About, because... Me and another teammate of mine, we did not shake hands at the end of that game.
Oh, with the other team.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And the other goalie on that team, her name is Jessica. I've known her for a little while. She's a great goalie, great person. But, you know, she shouted at me. She's like, Kevin, come on. Like, that's disrespectful. You can't be. I'm just like, just skated off the ice.
Nah.
And
dude,
then
what's
and then,
disrespectful is running
yeah.
up the score.
And then she came into our locker room. And, like, literally pointed at my face, and she's like, Kev, that's disrespectful. She's like, you've been playing hockey your whole life. I said, first off, I've only been playing since I was 17, so not my whole fucking life.
Right.
Second off, you know what's disrespectful, Jess? Running up the fucking scoreboard like that.
Yeah.
She's like, well, I didn't do anything. I'm like, well, no shit, you're the goalie.
Right.
But, like,
right.
the fucking team as
yeah.
a whole, like, no, that's uncalled for.
Right.
I'm like,
right.
you're not, like, you can't. That's bad sportsmanship running up the score like
sure.
that. So I'll show bad sportsmanship and not shake your fucking hands afterwards.
Right.
And I don't feel bad at all.
There's always the argument of like the whole be the bigger person, be the bigger man type thing. But like at the same time, through my entire high school years of playing baseball, of course they had this thing called the mercy rule, right? Baseball's 7-inning games, and if one team is beating the other by 10 runs by inning 5, they call it, right? So something like that wouldn't happen. Where I don't know if it's necessarily plausible, and I'd like your opinion on this, like if by the end of period 2, if the other team is up by like 7 goals to just call it there, do Do you think that would be good or bad for, like, local league hockey?
I don't think it's... I don't know, because the only place I play at that they do that is in Portage, and that's roller hockey.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. And that is, I believe, if they're up by anywhere between 8 or 10 goals, there's so an 8 or 10 plus. Goal differential, they'll just, like, they'll call it. Like, not, like not after, in the first period.
Right after period,
you
two.
Know, but, like, yeah, maybe yeah. after period two. Or, of course, if there's a, this is totally different, but if there's a fight that breaks out, they'll call it
oh,
and
sure.
just go on to the next game.
Right.
But, no, it just, you know, I don't mind playing in the Crown Point League. My team is not the greatest, obviously.
Sure.
But, you know, I've known all the guys for years now. I love playing with them. I talked with my teammate Bill. And we're trying to, like, analyze our team. We're just like, we got some good players. Like, how are we so bad?
Right.
But he also brought up a big point to me about them running up the score and shit like that, being disrespectful and stuff like that. Because, like, he said that his son plays baseball, I believe. It's nothing pro or anything, but, like, it's a little higher than just beer league baseball,
sure.
if that's even a thing.
Like but, semi-pro or something?
Yeah, but he was saying that, like, when he comes home and just, like, he doesn't go play in men's leagues and, you know, does this and, you know, just
right,
dominates
right.
and runs it up and, like, because, like, where's the fun in that?
Yeah,
so,
like, if you're double A, you're not going to come home and play, like, a men's softball league or something.
Yeah.
That's just not...
Because he said...
That's not couth.
It might be, like, an immaturity thing with hockey. Because all these kids, you know, they go do
oh,
the,
sure.
all this fun stuff and tear it up and then come home and just fucking ruin everyone's day and mood by... putting up fucking 18 on a terrible fucking team. So that could definitely make a lot of sense. So that was my Thursday hockey game. Friday was terrible. I got hit with a double whammy on my skate, which started back up on the 14th. It's Valentine's Day.
Oh,
half
sure.
Half the people are like, oh, I can't, you know, on Valentine's
right.
Day. I'm like, I get it, but, man, do something Saturday night, okay? It doesn't have to be the day of, for fuck's sake. There's hockey. That's more important. And secondly, I knew it was going to snow that night, but not that bad.
Dude, that the snow...
It came out of nowhere.
Especially in the region, you know, Chicagoland area where we're at, the snow's been crazy. Like, they'll forecast, like, oh, you might get an inch or two Friday, and it's 4, you know? And then Saturday, we weren't even forecasted snow, and we got 2.
Well, Friday
it's
night, I knew it was going to snow, and by the time I left my house at 7 o'clock... I'm like, and keep in mind, I was already hurt, and I only had, like, if everyone would have showed up, I would have had, like, 20 to 21 guys.
Okay.
Which, honestly, is perfect, but now I'm going to have to start making it up by getting, like, maybe 24 or 26 this week, hopefully.
Hmm. For any specific reason?
Well, for an hour of ice time, it is $410.
Oh, the money.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the subs, like having enough subs. Okay. Okay.
No, but to get extra guys to make up for the money that I'm going to lose because I got to pay for some of this out of my pocket.
Right.
Because when I left my house at 7 o'clock, I checked my phone. It's like, oh, snow expected. I'm like, what snow?
Right, right.
I don't see any snow. And then I get on 8094, boom, fucking
yep.
whiteout.
Yep.
Horrible.
It's a nightmare.
Fucking terrible. I end up getting there, and, you know, sure as shit, I check my phone when I park, and then there's, like, 8 texts I missed and stuff like that. It's like, hey, sorry, can't make it because of the weather.
Right.
I'm like, fuck. So even the other goalie was late by, like, 20 minutes.
Damn.
So we had to put that shooter tutor in the net. But, I mean, everyone who showed up still said that it was a lot of fun. I felt bad for him, though, because in all, I had 13 guys make it.
Oh, damn, right.
So,
well, you do what you can with what you got, right?
That's true. I ended up walking out of there with $200 cash. Some people sent me money on, you know, Zelle, all
sure.
the other money apps and stuff like that. But, I mean, I'll have to take some of it out of my own money to pay for that. Which, you happens, but
yeah.
not that bad. So I'm just hoping this week will be better.
What's the going rate for an hour of ice?
What do you mean?
How much it cost?
Oh, $410.
Oh, $410. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why, like, 22 guys, I charge $20 a person. That's enough to cover it with just a little bit left over. So I
for,
can
for, like,
just
weeks
keep
like
it.
That?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
But, and then I had another game Saturday in Crown Point. That one also did not go well at all.
Damn.
Because at the end of this game, they did something even more stupid than I thought the last team did that ran the score up on us. They fucking... Once again, the score was just astronomically just bad. And one of their defensemen literally just, like, turned around and took a slap shot on their own goalie. Like, he didn't score, of course, but, like, just to turn around and just shoot at your own goalie. Like, what's wrong with you people? Like...
What the...
And just...
I'm sure the if I'm that goalie and my defenseman takes a slap shot at me, dude, I will fight my own teammate. Fuck you. What are you doing?
I know, right? Like,
are you stupid?
Like, I'm pretty sure the score was like, you know, I don't even want to say it because it's just going to piss me off. But a lot to a little.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're still doing stuff like that. And
I shook these people's
hands, though. Like, I literally skated lightning fast through, like, all of them. I just held up my blocker. I didn't even, like...
Yeah.
Do the bump motion. I just, and a couple of them were just like, wow, slow down there, goalie. I was like, no, fuck this.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to go home.
But, like, that's also dangerous, too, to take a shot on a goalie that's not expecting it, because no goalie expects their own defense to shoot on them. And that's dangerous, because if you're ready for a puck and you get domed, you know, that sucks.
Yeah,
but
it does.
If you're not ready for a puck... So you get hit in the side of the helmet, dude. That's fucked.
I also that's speaking of getting bro. Shot in the head with a puck, I did. I think it was Tuesday. I made the initial save, and all I did was like I knew he was going to shoot it again, so all I did was just set myself in butterfly, and I was just waiting for it. And he ended up shooting me right here.
Oh, right in the
so
neck.
So it caught me right in the throat. I have a neck guard, but like it still hurts a little bit.
Sure.
So it hit me. I'm like,
yeah.
And I clamp down like that, and I keep the puck there, so the play gets stopped. I'm like.
Right. Right.
Like, oh, shit, Kev, you all right? I'm just like, yeah. Like, give me a minute. But other than a kind of lackluster hockey weekend, I really didn't do a whole lot. I was planning on having a little bit of a Valentine's Day celebration with my interest, but
just didn't pan out schedules or something.
She had work on Sunday.
Oh, word? Okay.
And then I asked her how work was going, and she said, well, I didn't go because I'm sick. I'm like,
that's
okay, well, I hope you feel better. And I haven't heard from her since yesterday.
Yeah, that's
fine.
Happens. Yeah.
But, I don't know, hopefully sometime soon something will happen, because I feel like when we first started hitting things off, it was literally 0 to 60 in, like, 1 second.
Right, right.
Everything just came out of nowhere, no pun intended. Even though nothing really did yet, but everything just happened so fast at the start, and then nothing has happened in like 2 weeks. Like, do we still talk? Yes, but like, I feel like some momentum has been lost here, and I feel like I once again need to lay a brick on the fucking pedal and just go.
Why not, man? Go ahead.
Well, I'm trying.
Okay. I mean, no pressure, but like, go ahead.
I mean, no pressure, but I mean, could you speak from experience?
That's
right,
think
I didn't think you could.
So like, wait. Whoa. Well, damn, that's an unfortunate vibe. Hopefully that hockey improves. My vibe has been pretty phenomenal. Not to, like, spit in your face about it
all. Not to, like,
all,
shit
but,
all over
yeah,
my
exactly,
chest or anything.
Exactly. Not to again, actually.
Again!
But I had a very good weekend. I replayed the Modern Warfare 2 and Modern Warfare 3 campaigns on my 360. Not the new ones, okay, you chode gamers. I'm talking about the classics, bro, the originals, the ones that were actually good. I replayed those campaigns, had a shit ton of fun.
The new ones aren't terrible, however...
You can't beat the classic, come
on. Well, yeah, you can't beat the classic, and however, the new Modern Warfare 3 campaign kind of is almost like... The original Modern Warfare 3 campaign, because Soap once again does die.
Yeah.
I would say spoiler alerts, but both these games have been out a long time. You should know this.
Sure. Rest in peace, Soap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Makarov. I don't know if he dies in the new one.
Oh, fuck that guy. What do you mean, rest? He's the villain.
Rest in poo-poo, Makarov.
There you go. That's better.
Rest in shit stain, General Shepard. But yeah, I replayed both of those campaigns. That was a lot of fun. Jordan and I watched a horror movie called Hereditary. A couple years back, I think it was when it came out. Really good. Very much a, like, psychological horror suspense type thing. Not a lot of jump scares, but, like, the story itself was just, like, fucking wacky.
I don't deal well with jump scares. But, you know, I love a good horror movie. I haven't seen a good one in a while. In fact, I saw a trailer for that Valentine's Day one.
Oh, Hard Eyes?
Hard On.
Hard On, yeah.
Hard On the eyes.
I didn't see... I kind of wanted to, because it looked like a fair bit of cheese and horror, which I'm kind of into. But then there's that new Stephen King movie, The Monkey, I think it's called, coming out. That one looks creepy. I'm kind of into it. I want to see that one. So besides all that, I've been pretty chill. Work's been chill. Like, this is the calm time
before
of year.
Before the storm.
Before the storm, exactly. From, like, when...
Because before you know it, July is right around the corner.
Don't tell me that. Don't tell me. Well, and allow me to enjoy spring when it arrives.
It means it's your birthday.
Oh, that's also true.
I'm not saying the horrible workloads that are about to be dumped all over you.
Speaking of getting dumped on. No, it's... But it's been, like, super chill. Because, like, when New Year's ends... Or New Year's Eve ends to when, let's say, St. Patrick's Day happens, super dead. There's not a lot of people drinking beer and...
Which is a damn shame, because you should be.
You should be. You're welcome. Not sponsored. Yeah, thank you. But, yeah, it's been chill, and I'm enjoying it, because at some point, it's going to become very laborious.
We were actually pretty busy today.
Yeah? Did you sell some treadmills?
It's President's Day. You know, everyone else has the day off, bringing in the kids.
That's why. We are recording on Monday, President's Day, and I went... I ran some errands after I got off work today. I didn't realize that people got this day off, and I went to, like, PetSmart, and it's super busy. I'm like, what the fuck is everyone doing off? And I went to Aldi to get some groceries done, right?
Everyone's got the day off but us.
It was fucking packed, and in my mind, I didn't make the connection because I didn't fucking know it was a holiday today. And I'm like, why is everyone here right now? Is everyone just taking Mondays off all of a sudden?
But like, must be nice.
Must be nice. But that makes more sense because it's a holiday that is very, very forgettable. And I forgot it was a holiday. So, yeah, I'm glad not to be running errands anymore. And glad to be doing this show
If you ran errands after work, what time did you get off?
Ooh, let's see, I clocked in 5:45 a.m. Yeah, years ago. Feels like it. Now, clocked in 5:45. I think I was off the clock by 12:30.
Damn,
I want to say. So it was like a 7-ish hour day, but every Monday is short, and then Tuesday through Friday is when is when the boning begins.
Well, why is Monday so short?
They just keep it like that. So
they can tease you. Like, oh, you know, 7-hour workday, it might be like this the whole week. Never mind.
No, exactly. Yeah, the Mondays are kept short, so if something goes horrifically awry Tuesday through Friday, they don't have to pay me overtime.
Is that really why they do that?
Pretty much.
Oh.
Pretty much, yeah. It could, like, in air quotes, be like, oh, we want you to give, like, an easier start to your week. But no, it's just because Tuesday through Friday is harder, and they don't want to pay people overtime.
Well, you know, when the going gets hard, the hard get...
Coming.
Going.
And we're coming to this next segment right
with
now.
With a segment.
Shidding and farding and sharding is what we've done in the meantime, but we're back because we found some funny stories to bring to you on WTF, where we find local and regional news from around the world, because national and international news is usually very angering, upsetting, and saddening.
And
so we find you the goofy things, because you deserve to know what's really going on around you.
And this stuff will actually... Well, I'm not saying national and international news won't make you say what the fuck, but this will make you say what the fuck and then laugh. Not
right,
say
in a good
what
way.
The fuck and then say, why is our country so bad?
Right.
So I have one for you.
Okay, go ahead.
And for the lovely listener and viewer... From Fox 35, Orlando.
I love Orlando.
Florida woman
doused
herself in Mountain Dew to erase DNA after killing roommates in Daytona Beach.
Oh my God.
A Volusia County woman suspected of killing her 79-year-old roommate allegedly doused herself in soda in an attempt to erase possible evidence on her body.
That's someone's grandma, dude.
She poured the diet Mountain Dew all over her body when police told her they were going to collect her DNA as part of the investigation. Her DNA was later found on the handle of a bloody knife found lying next to the victim's body at the Daytona Beach home they shared, the affidavit stated.
So you're saying the Mountain Dew didn't do the trick?
It did not. So myth busted. It doesn't work. I get it.
Thanks, man.
It's not funny. Nicole Max, 35, was booked into the Volusia County Jail on August 5th on charges of first-degree murder, tampering with evidence, and resisting arrest with violence.
Wow.
During the early morning hours of July 1st, a Daytona Beach police officer was flagged down by a citizen regarding a fire at a home in the 600 block of Clark Street. When firefighters arrived at the scene, they extinguished the fire and found a man lying on the floor dead.
Oh my God.
Is this a different... Hold on, this might be a different... No.
It's the same story?
It is the same story.
So the fire and the stabbing is related.
He had blunt force trauma to the back of his head and multiple stab wounds to his torso. He was identified as 79-year-old Michael Sarasoli.
Rest in peace, Mike.
He's Italian.
Hey, I'm dying here.
Inside the home, police found a bloody knife in the victim's bedroom near his body. There was also blood found on the wall next to Max's bedroom closet. An agency-wide bulletin was put out for Max as a possible person of interest in the case. Around 3:30 a.m., an officer found Max at a Crystal's restaurant.
Looking for them lesser sliders.
On North Ridgewood Avenue in Holly Hill. She had no shoes on and had blood on the side of her leg.
I'm guessing it's Michael's.
A portion of the shirt she was wearing had been torn or cut off. That portion had blood on it. When officers approached her, she dropped a knife and a hammer she was carrying, the report stated. Authorities said she changed her story multiple times when questioned. She denied knowing the victim and said she was homeless. She also denied carrying the knife and hammer, the report stated. She later admitted to being his roommate, but denied seeing him on the day he was killed. And in regard to the knife and hammer, she claimed she often carried items like that.
Oh, yeah. You know me taking my kitchen knife and hammer to the White Castle.
Yep.
That's guilty.
Yep.
That's guilty. What does that neck tattoo
guilty
say?
Guilty right there. It probably says bitch.
I don't think that's true, Kev. But what does it say? Can you see? Dale's Oil?
I don't know. But I'd smash.
Okay, Kev.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, Kev.
Just kidding.
You'd get smashed by the hammer.
I would, and the knife. And then penetrated.
Why?
By the knife.
Oh, the knife, sure. So,
Get your mind out of the gutter.
I'm sorry, it's stuck. But yeah, rest in peace, my boy Michael. That's fucking crazy. I thought the Mountain Dew would get rid of the evidence. Motherfucker never heard of bleach before. Not that I'm giving tips. Don't kill people.
Just for future reference, pouring Mountain Dew on yourself does not erase the DNA. So myth busted.
Seemingly diet.
Just don't do it.
But we know that diet Mountain Dew works because she easily became probably 180 pounds of a roommate lighter after that. So diet Mountain Dew does work for one thing.
That's true.
I've got a story here, Kev, for you and the lovely listener. This comes from UPI. By Ben Hooper is the journalist on scene here. A very recent story. Mississippi police seek escaped emu for felony fleeing and disorderly conduct.
Oh my goodness.
They're seemingly charging an emu with human crimes. This happened February 12th. This just happened.
Oh, wow.
Recently. Police in Mississippi are asking residents to be on the lookout for an unusual suspect wanted for felony fleeing and disorderly conduct, an emu.
It's a fucking emu!
His name's Blathers, and he's an asshole!
Fuck off!
The Batesville Police Department said the escaped emu was seen on Highway 6 near the Hyundai dealership. Police shared a wanted poster.
His arm.
Yeah. They shared a wanted poster for, quote, Emu the Great, saying Australia's native bird is wanted for felony fleeing and disorderly conduct. Quote, please use all caution if you come into contact with a suspect. It's known to charge at anyone standing in the way of its freedom. Which, hey, God bless you. God bless you there, emu. The department cautioned anyone who spots the emu not to honk their car horns at it. Quote, she is scared and the owners have a team helping them get her back safe. If you spot her, please notify us. We'll get in contact with the owners.
How are we going to charge a fucking emu with felony, what was it?
Felony misconduct or disorderly conduct and felony fleeing.
Felony fleeing. How are you going to charge a fucking animal with
the wanted poster.
Approximately 5'7",
That's a tall emu dog. But
it's taller than me.
Emus are tall birds.
Well, I know they're like, I thought that was going to be much taller than that. I know emus are tall. 5'7 seems a bit short to me.
So, yeah, they, I hope they
it's
found
it's a
the
preteen
bird.
Emu. He's going preteen, through things. Yeah, exactly. That's why he's, you know, he probably left home. He just wanted to, you know,
explore.
Rebel. Yeah. You know, yeah. Fuck the system.
As we all do.
So, you know what? Now I can understand the felony fleeing.
I'm kind of on the emu side in
I
all
am
this.
Too, though. Go birds.
Go birds. Emu the Great, we're cheering for you. What happened, Kev?
There we go. I accidentally backed out of my story. All right. ABC 7 News, Tampa, Florida.
Good, good.
Lake City, Florida. A Florida woman is in jail after she allegedly shot her estranged husband in the testicles during an argument about an air conditioning unit.
What?
Kimberly Dunn's estranged husband and his brother came to her Lake City, Florida home last autumn to pick up an air conditioning unit that he wanted to sell on Facebook. She sat on the unit to prevent the men from taking it and allegedly attempted to fend off her husband with a stun gun before shooting him in the testicles with a pink handgun.
Oh my God.
Dunn allegedly told investigators that the shooting was unintentional and that she was only hoping to scare the men. Though the altercation happened in October of 2017, Dunn was arrested this week after failing to show up for a related court appearance. Dunn was booked into Columbia County Jail on June 14th on felony larceny and contempt of court charges. It's not immediately clear if the larceny charge was connected to the October incident. She's being held without bond.
Wow. Wow, that's nuts.
Oh, there's a video.
That's
Oops.
Don't. Yeah, it's probably turned it down. Something's copyrighted in there, I'm sure.
It's
that's
just, but like,
nuts.
This chick looks like she'd shoot you in the dick with a pink handgun.
God forbid someone take her AC, though. I mean,
oh, I know.
It's Florida. You got to understand the importance of AC.
Yeah, it's humid as fuck down there.
Right. I mean, I would expect someone to shoot my balls if I went for their air conditioning in Florida.
Yeah.
I think.
No, I'm...
Here's a good tip,
I'm resorting to violence if you take my AC, especially in a state like Florida, so...
That's very true.
I'm not saying what she did was right, but...
No, we don't advocate for that. No.
And see, the only weapons I'm bringing to that fight... is these guns.
Nice.
And guess what? This ammunition is also free, too.
That's true.
It's unlimited.
True. Knuckle sandwiches. No cost.
Nope.
You're welcome.
And you get a good meal and a good nap.
Exactly. You can you can do both simultaneously. Just call Kev.
Yep.
He's your man. His phone number is... 219-6969-420.
There you go.
Bring, bring. Call him up right now. From ABC 27 out of Tallahassee. Florida man braves floodwater on inflatable duck. This is, of course, it's a Tallahassee station, but they're reporting on this Tampa man. Tampa, Florida. As Hurricane Idalia, so this is a little bit ago. This is from 2023. Hurricane Idalia made landfall in Florida. Most people in the storm's path were following the advice of officials to hunker down or evacuate. But two men in Tampa ignored all their warnings, instead indulging on their adventurous ride.
Good for them.
Inflatable duck. The pair found a new way through the morning rush hour traffic on Bayshore Boulevard, paddling through the flooded roadway on a giant, oversized inflatable duck. There was a video, but I fear copyright, so we're not going to play it.
Good
but
for them.
But the duck is big. It was a huge duck.
I would assume,
it,
like, if it's going to hold two persons, two fully grown males.
Yeah, two paddlers, man.
Well, good for them.
They
you
beat
know.
Rush Hour. That's all I'm saying, is I'm on their side.
I don't see how this is an arrestable offense, though.
It didn't say anything about the cops.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, I don't think they were arrested. I think they were just going...
They shouldn't be.
They were going against government... suggestions to hunker down or evacuate.
That's a suggestion. If they die, they die.
That's true.
You know,
that's, it's
they were warned on what to do and what not to do, and they said, "I'm not a big fan of the government." No.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan. Okay, I'm done.
American freedom is pretty limited, but we have the freedom to die in hurricanes on inflatable ducks,
and we have the freedom to serve our country before you can have a drop of alcohol
exactly
legally. Fuck me. Just to let you know that we're back, Aiden's cock just hit the fucking table.
I didn't even mean to. Just happens. Just whatever happens. I'm by Kev.
Well, Brian, whatever I'm by you.
Nothing happens. Yeah, I know. I've noticed. Welcome back, Burning Questions, where we go to everyone's second least favorite website, Reddit, source questions people asked into the ether, awaiting, deserving, demanding an answer, and we may give them one.
But who better to answer these questions than us, the two omnipotent beings of this universe?
You're welcome, in advance.
So, you know, yeah.
I thought you were going to finish that thought. Like, you had more to say.
I did. No, it's finished. It's done. You just kind of trailed off a little bit. Signed, sealed, and delivered.
When your signs are sealed and delivered, call Kev. He knows a thing or two about
signing and sealing and delivering.
And sealing, and he loves packages.
I do.
If you follow,
I do love a good big package. Good big brown package.
Don't we all? Question
with
from
very thick tape.
A girthy, yeah. Yeah. It has to be wrapped.
It does.
Yeah, properly. Question from user, I love you, Snow, much. First of all, fuck Snow.
Thanks.
You're welcome, I think.
It was a compliment.
You now have 100 of the last thing you Googled. What is it? Do you want it? If not, how do you get rid of it?
Well, the last thing I Googled was... I could go in so many directions with this. My story was the last thing I Googled. Do I have 100 pink handguns? Do I have 100 testicles?
No, I think you have 100 women sitting on your air conditioner just in case you try and get rid of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I don't want that.
Well, how do you get rid of it then? I mean, I guess you could...
If you don't want it, you don't have to get rid of it.
It said, like, if you don't want it, how do you get rid of it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm calling the police.
Yeah, you trespass. Yeah, just trespass them all.
Yep.
The last thing I Googled was, how do I fix a broken GFCI? Because my garage is once again broken because its entire circuit runs through a GFCI outlet that is outdoors, and it has stopped functioning. So
again, what happened this time?
I don't know. It's either shorted or too moist, or the GFCI just broke.
Moist.
Yeah, it must be nice. But I guess I would have 100 GFCI outlets, which I guess I could use one of them, and maybe I could just, like, sell...
Potentially use 99 more of them.
But what would I need 99 more of them for?
It's better to have more than to have none at all.
Would I GFCI every outlet in the house? I guess it'd be safe. I mean,
fuck it, yeah, why not?
It'd be safer.
Yeah, you gotta stay safe.
So what, the other, like, 80-some-odd, I guess I could just sell on eBay or something? I see this as a win-win.
I see this as an absolute win.
Absolutely. So I'll take them. I'll sell most of them, but I'll take the ones I'll use. You know what I'm saying?
I will not take the 100 crazy women looking to shoot off my cock and balls.
Yeah. After being threatened with a taser.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Question from user Pinchilikiasur.
Como está?
Pinchilikiasur.
Just read the damn question.
Pinchil like a sir? What's that say, Kev?
Pinchilikiasur.
Oh, wait. Pinch I like a sir?
I don't know.
I'm trying to read it phonetically. That was my mistake. Would you rather have all bread and its variants removed from existence, or all potatoes and its variants?
No, I'm sorry. This is a landslide, easy question. I'm sorry, but get rid of bread. I cannot go a day without eating potato anything.
If you lose bread, you lose tortillas, you lose pizza, you lose toast, you lose pancakes, you lose waffles. But if you lose potatoes, you lose mashed potatoes, fries, scallop potatoes.
You're just encouraging my answer here. Bread
but
must
I
go.
Really, really
potatoes
like
must
burritos.
Stay. Are you an Irishman?
Yes.
So potatoes stay.
Potatoes stay.
Thank you.
You've got me there. God damn
Thank
it,
you.
You've
We're
got
just
me
a
there.
Bunch of potato chomping fucks.
And I love potatoes.
And that's all
you
we love
what?
Eating.
You can make dough out of potatoes.
Yeah.
It takes mashed potatoes, potato starch, you make it into a dough.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like bready.
I mean,
it's bready.
Potato pancakes.
I am ready to die.
I.
Potato pancakes are great, though.
They are good.
What do they call them? Latkes?
Latkes, yep.
Yeah. Question from user Mr. Muffin Man. Must be
do
cool.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
Would you rather be able to slow time or speed time up? They give some specificities here. So slowing time means you'd be able to turn 1 minute into an hour, or speeding time up, you'd be able to turn an hour into a minute. But you can only choose one.
You know, I think I have to, just to reminisce in the glory days, if you will, of my childhood.
Sure.
Coming home after school, not doing my homework, and just playing games with the boys. I think now, as an adult, I know I have a lot more to focus on rather than video games because I need to live. Right. I'm going to slow time down so on my off days I can literally enjoy it as long as I fucking want to just sit there and be a fucking vegetable and play video games. And if I got to piss, oh, nope, there's my piss jar. I can just piss in that and just literally not leave my room.
Every second of your time would, or no, every minute of your time would just be a second, right? So you could get up and go piss, and by the time you're back, what your Call of Duty man's moved like an inch, right?
That's true.
You would also have, like, you wouldn't be cheating, right? But you'd be playing multiplayer games at 1/100th the speed of everyone else, which means you would never lose. Because your reaction time is 100 times better than everybody.
Well, and then once time resumes, I'd be the best player ever.
You could get $1 million contract.
Literally, as soon as the time goes back to its normal time, my phone starts blowing up of calls from FaZe and some Los Angeles team or whatever.
Moist esports. I am 100% in agreement. I think as neat as it would be to turn my 8-hour workday into 8 minutes, I think it has less application outside of that. Besides, like, speeding up waiting in line at the fucking DMV or some shit, which also blows cock. But slowing down time on, like, my days off or time after work or anything, I would be so productive and have so much time to enjoy life more. That easily outweighs. And easily.
Speaking of, like, fast-forwarding the line at the BMV, I started playing Borderlands 3 again recently, and I'm doing this DLC where I'm at a casino that's in space that Handsome Jack built before he died. And it's literally just so funny. It reminds me so much of Borderlands 2. But there's a part of the mission where you have to get this chick's ship from the impound lot, which, once again, like, I mean, there's slot machines everywhere. He just wants you to gamble your fucking money away.
Yep.
And, like, all these excess forms that you need to get down there. It's hilarious how the robots talk to one another. But when you're finally down there, you get a ticket for, like, number 7,768 or something. It's like, it's like, now serving 1,400, and you're number 7,000. There's really no one in there because the casino's abandoned. And it's like, oh, to take the ticket off of that guy, and he was faking dead, so you had to kill him and took his number, which was the next one. But I just found that so fucking funny, how there's literally 6,000 numbers in between you and the fucking next person.
I wonder if there's... They probably didn't program it, but it would have been funny if you let the game run in the background for, like, a couple weeks. It'll eventually get to now serving 7,000 some odd.
That would be hilarious.
Get, like, an achievement for it or something. Question from user JJFire2021. Would you rather make $300,000 a year, passive income, you don't have to do anything, or $700,000 a year, running a business 40 hours a week? I'm taking the 300K passive because my free time is... If I'm making 300 grand a year, my free time is worth more than the extra 400 grand I'd make working 40 hours a week. That extra 40 hours...
Well, do you also get money on the 40-hour work week on top of the 700 grand you're making?
The 700 grand is your salary.
Are there specific...
Say again?
What the fuck was that word that you just said?
Specificities?
Is that what it is?
I believe so.
Fuck it. Just give me the 300 grand.
300 grand passive,
fuck
yeah.
My head hurts
I
now.
I mean,
now your head hurts.
The 160 hours a month I would get back by just having this wonderful passive income. Dude, the extra 400K is not worth that. Fuck you. I'm taking the 300K, I'm living comfortably, and I'm living to my fullest.
And I want that in cum.
$300,000 worth of cum every year, please. A man's got to eat. The final question from user HolidayHealth658. $1 billion. If you could eat 15,000 calories in a day, what's your strategy?
McDonald's, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Well, here's... Okay. Hear me out. If you eat... I think it's like pure uranium metal or something like that. Or like plutonium.
What the fuck am I eating?
It's some kind of metal where like a little orb of it has the equivalent of like 2 million calories. And it your body doesn't...
Die.
No, your, well, if it's radioactive, maybe. But if you find like... I don't know, little pellets of palladium or some shit, then each pellet would be worth, you know, however many thousands of calories, and you could just swallow those down, technically eating them. It doesn't say you have to digest 15,000 calories, but if I eat those, my body's not going to digest it. It's going to be like, well, this is metal, pass it along, and I'll just shit them out. But then I pass the challenge, I get $1 billion. I'm thinking in four dimensions, bro.
If you can find two of those little calorie chock full balls, just give me one of them.
Chock full balls.
Chock full balls of calories, just give me one.
I want a new candy called like chock full balls, and they're literally made to look like a scrotum. And it's just like pure milk chocolate.
They got the lines and everything.
Hell yeah.
It looks like a little brain.
They took the dick vein off Snickers, riot.
Did they really?
No, okay, but good. There's memes about it, so I thought it'd be funny.
Yeah, because I'm not myself until I have a Snickers.
You have to eat a dick vein down.
Yes.
You have to feel it on the tongue, for sure. Mm-hmm. It makes the experience
better. All 9,000 taste buds.
The vanilla. That cream.
That's a dick.
Oh.
Get it? You see what I did there?
More topical with the bit we just did before that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anywho, thanks for being here with us, Kevin Boland. You're also here.
I am. I don't want to be, so I think I'm going to no longer want to be here because that means I'm leaving.
Wait.
Any second now, I will be leaving.
Should I have just like started a fade out earlier?
No, I mean
this bit is just continuing.
You can do what you want, like, you know.
As the audio gets quieter.